Hello, it's Christine. I'm sitting upstairs in a warehouse and I'm sitting with Susan Stevens. Now, I personally think that in Todmorden we have the most glorious canal that there is. That's my personal view. Right the way from Eastwood up to Summit, you've just got endless wildlife, herons, I've seen kingfishers, all sorts of things like this. And of course, Susan has a company. What's your company and when did it start?
Hello, Christine. My husband and I, Nigel and I, run Shire Cruisers. You may have seen our boats on the canal. They're predominantly blue and red with a white stripe, and they say Shire Cruisers, Sowerby Bridge, in big writing. We have 20 boats, and we started in 1980. The company was started before that. It just had a few boats, and of course the Rochdale Canal wasn't open then. So when the link through to Sowerby Bridge came with the Rochdale Canal in 1996, we were there ready and waiting, and our customers have loved coming up here ever since. We did, in fact, put a couple of boats on at Hebden Bridge and went on the bit that was not linked. And that was from about 1985. We had Rochdale Pioneer and Rochdale Progress, so some of you might remember those. Our customers come from all over the world, and they absolutely love the stretch up from Sowerby Bridge to the Summit, particularly, as Christine says, the top end through Todmorden and up to the Summit. It's something that a lot of people haven't experienced before. They come from towns, cities, a lot of from the eastern side of the country where it's just a little bit flatter. So they can't believe the scenery, the hills, and we have to explain to them why there are so many locks, that they can't have the scenery without the locks, because the locks help them climb up the hills.
So the locks are quite hard work, aren't
they? They're very hard work, and for some people they're a bit too hard work, but in that case we just suggest they don't go very far, they just more in one place, go for some walks and enjoy the peace and quiet.
And of course you're based in Sowerby Bridge.
Yes.
So which way, what's the two different ways that you can go?
We're based in Sowerby Bridge, and of course from 1980 when we started until the Rochdale was open all the way through, so that's for 16 years, everybody went eastwards. So, and we just did holidays for a week, so they all went to Selby and back, or to Leeds and back, or Bingley and back, which they all enjoyed, along the river navigations. Of course, the river navigations are prone to flooding.
They're
not tricky, actually. They're fine. If they're not in flood, which is when you can go on them, they're perfectly fine. People do think twice about it and think, oh, I don't think I could do that. But they're actually perfectly okay. You just need to know where to go. But then, since we were able to go through Tule Lane, we've been able to go both ways, which gives people a choice, and so people can do one way one year and then come back the other way, which is great. So we get a double bite at the customers.
I wonder how many of our listeners will realise that the canal goes under Tule Lane, the bottom there.
Yes, yeah, it does. Lock number, because at Tule Lane there used to be four locks. Now there's lock one, lock two, and lock three stroke four. The old lock three chamber is actually underneath Tule Lane, or underneath the main road, which is, I think, quite unusual, and people love going up through the deep lock. It's quite an experience, the whole thing. We always take our boats through, always. We don't let them go through on their own as their first experience.
Oh, that's good.
For which they're grateful.
I know. We used to moor at top of five rise locks.
Yes.
And similarly there, you have to go down with a waterways board, as it
you
was
do.
Then.
Yes, it used to be Barry there. Yes. He's retired now.
Yes. Right, so what are some of the names of
our boats?
Yes.
Well, we're Shire Cruisers, which gives the clue. So our boats are named after counties, English counties. So, for instance, we've got Sussex, Stafford, Norfolk and Suffolk, Hereford and Worcester, and they tend to be paired in designs to do with the counties if we can manage that. We're building another York. We had a York which retired, and so we've had a few years without a York, so our new boat's going to be York. The last boat was Lincoln, and so on. So they're named after English counties. There are one or two counties we can't have because they don't work in terms of the way the name works out, but otherwise we've got a lot to go on, and we do reuse some names as well.
Excellent. Now, you're going to live on one of your boats for a week, fortnight?
Yes. Or a short break, weekend or midweek, 3-4 days or a week, a fortnight or more.
But you're living actually on the boat. Yes. So what is there inside the boat then?
Well, it's like a mini house. It's a funny shaped mini house because it's something like 6 feet wide, and the inside of the boat could be up to 50 feet long. So it's a long, thin house, but it has everything you need. It's got a complete kitchen, which I suppose you could call the galley. We don't always do that. At least one bathroom. If there's more than 6 people on board, then there'll be 2 loos. And often a saloon that converts to another bed. And other beds you can leave made up. So it's got central heating with radiators, either by gas or diesel. So it should be very comfortable and everything you need.
It sounds more luxurious than our house.
Yeah, a lot of people do say that, but I think they're being polite. But they should be. It should be very comfortable and it should be warm. And we make the beds up for your arrival, doubles or singles, so people feel at home when they get on board.
And of course, as you wake up in the morning, and the window is sort of about, as you sit up, the window's at nose height, and you look out of the window, and it's just water or a few ducks or angry geese.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Or even sometimes people's feet walking along the towpath. But people do love that bit, that aspect of it. Yes, that's right. Yes. And they like being able to moor up outside a pub or near a pub and go out for a meal, and then they don't have to drive home afterwards. So that's useful as well.
You can't be drink driving in charge of a boat.
Well, you probably can, in fact. Oh. And we do say to people that the rules are the same as for a car, which I believe to be the case.
Mm. But I've seen your boat on television. I've seen it on television. Come on. What happened there?
Well, we were approached out of the blue by a production company, television production company, saying they got some celebrities. They wouldn't tell us who. They wanted to make some canal programmes and would be like to be involved. So we were a bit wary at first, but we said okay. They seemed nice people and they wanted to use the Rochdale Canal because they'd heard that was nice. So we did some recces with them, trying to find out places where it would be good to film, and then they told us who the celebrities were.
This is you and your husband.
Nigel and I. Yes.
Yes.
And the celebrities are well known now as being canal enthusiasts Timothy West and Prunella Scales. So this was in fact for the second programme in the first series. So they were quite, the production people were new at this, and we had to help them quite a lot in telling them how to go on. So the day came and Timothy West and Prunella Scales turned up in the canal basin. They were really nice. The production company people also very nice. And we did have to do a lot of homework with them and a lot of help. We always accompanied them up the canal. They needed other people to help with the locks.
But they're getting quite elderly now, aren't they?
They are. They are getting elderly, but they're very game, very courteous and polite to everybody, which helps the job along. And so the people we had to help them go through the locks were all pleased to do so. We had a runner as well, all sorts of things.
Oh, they're delightful.
It was quite hard work, but it was delightful. They've made fantastic programmes. And because I hope it's because we helped them a bit in the early days, our credits tend to crop up quite a lot. The names of our boats tend to crop up on quite a lot of their opening and closing credits, which is very nice for us, particularly as we've got the name of the company written in very large letters on the side.
So from 1980, when you started, you really are going well now.
It's taken a long time, and we had to work quite hard. We're still working quite hard, actually. But yes, we started with fewer boats, and we've had to replace boats. We build our own. So, we've built up the company, which is what you do slowly. And we've had some fantastic customers from all over the world who are really nice and nice to meet.
And you're bringing them to this area.
We're bringing them to Sorby Bridge, often by public transport.
And then on to Todmorden, hopefully.
And then on to Todmorden.
Where they're going to spend their money in Todmorden Market.
They spend their holiday pound, as they call it, in Hebden Bridge and in Todd Market. They love the markets. And they do have money to spend. In fact, only this weekend, we've got somebody from Switzerland coming, somebody from Italy, which is quite unusual. The Swiss people are bringing someone from Poland. So we really get people from all over, particularly America, New Zealand and Australia, and they have money to spend on their holes. And so they like spending it in Todd. Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you, indeed? Yeah. Susan, thank you so much for that. That's really interesting. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Christine.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.